With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In Los Angeles at this hour, demonstrators, protesters, and mostly rioters continue creating havoc, breaking numerous laws today as hundreds and hundreds of law enforcement officers try to maintain peace and order, but in many ways it is getting out of hand. Thousands of protesters have now blocked every lane of a major thoroughfare, that's Highway 101, leaving countless numbers of motorists unable to move. A new poll finds more Americans say their standard of living has not declined since their teen years, but they definitely see a downhill trend. Here's correspondent Ken Lormand.
The latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 40% of American adults believe their standard of living was better when they were teenagers. 38% think their standard of living is better now. Whatever their view of their standard of living since their teens, most Americans definitely think that the culture has headed downhill. Ken Lorman reporting.
Political analyst Matt Kroshauer says it's still not clear whether President Trump's actions against Harvard University will force it to end discrimination against Jewish students.
The punishment doesn't necessarily deal with the crime. Hopefully, maybe with this kind of machete approach, maybe anti-Semitism will go down. Maybe they did get the message. Maybe these threats will have an impact. But it also is causing a lot of collateral damage.
Forecasters keeping an eye out now on Tropical Storm Barbara, formed off the southwest coast of Mexico. Right now, the storm is very small, but forecasters do say it is likely to become the first hurricane of the season, possibly by Monday afternoon or Monday evening. This is SRN News. Well, the White House will not celebrate Gay Pride Month.
When President Biden was in office, the Executive Mansion played host to enthusiastic and bizarre events to promote the LGBT agenda during June. This included a topless photo shoot on the White House lawn in 2023 that sparked national outrage. President Trump has no plans to mark Gay Pride Month. The White House spokesman Caroline Levitt says, quote, "The president is very proud to be a president for all Americans, regardless of race, religion, or creed." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Puerto Rico's Supreme Court ruling so-called non-binary and gender non-conforming people must be allowed to change their birth certificates. That decision comes after a group of six non-binary people filed a suit against Puerto Rico's governor, the health secretary, as well as other officials. The ruling means individuals will now be able to select an X as their gender marker on birth certificates. This is SRN News. In Virginia, archaeologists are attempting to identify the remains of four Confederate soldiers. Here's John Scott.
The skeletons were found on the grounds of the Colonial Williamsburg Foundation. The museum's archaeologists were excavating a building from the American Revolution when it discovered the remains. They believe the men died in a field hospital that operated during a Civil War battle in 1862. The soldiers were reinterred this week at a Williamsburg cemetery. The museum's effort to identify them will continue for several months. John Scott reporting.
College officials all around the nation trying to accept an incredible ruling by a federal judge. Hard to believe, but beginning soon, athletes at colleges all around the country will be getting paid, and former athletes long gone from the active scene will be compensated for their time as players in many cases. More details at srnnews.com.